And European officials are voicing frustrations with the Biden administration, which they accuse of capitalizing off the energy crisis spurred by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Newsmax correspondent Alex Salvi is live in Rome with the backlash. Hi, Alex.
Sean, Jen, good morning. A number of high-ranking European officials privately and publicly voicing frustrations with the Biden administration's handling of the energy crisis spurred on by Russia's war, as they say that the U.S. is profiting from the conflict in many ways. An unnamed individual telling Politico, quote, "The fact is, if you look at it soberly, the country that is most profiting from this war is the U.S. because they're selling more gas and at higher prices." Now, these remarks coming as the invasion of Ukraine is pushing many European economies into a recession, as they're forced to divorce themselves from Russian energy and seek out new sources. Now, the U.S. is trying to alleviate some of the burden there by providing gas and liquefied natural gas, but is allegedly bumping up the price to take advantage of Europe's desperation. These accusations becoming rather public over the weekend when the EU commissioner for the internal market made his case against Washington.
In the United States, the cost of energy is 3 to 4 times cheaper than in Europe. Of course, the Americans are our allies, but when something goes wrong, we also have to come together and say it. And that's what I'm doing now.
Now, another point of contention stems from the U.S. Inflation and Reduction Act, which EU officials say is in violation of international trade rules. That legislation subsidizing U.S. companies by offering them tax credits in hopes of driving down prices domestically. European countries say this creates an unfair advantage that comes to the detriment of foreign companies who just can't compete with those prices. The Irish trade minister is saying at an emergency EU meeting over the weekend that no one wants a tit-for-tat subsidy race, but said the U.S. actions just aren't consistent with principles of free trade and fair competition. It'll be the subject of conversation in early December when EU and U.S. representatives meet together to try to resolve these differences. Sean, Jen?
Alex Salvi there, live in Rome. Alex, thank you.